We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, I've got a few here at the start, then work you folks in. Let's get more texts and phone calls for Adam, 651-461-9226. We discussed yesterday, we've discussed it before, the bizarre comments from RFK Jr. on vaccines, in particular over the weekend. Comments about Anne Frank and Nazi Germany and the despicable comparison between vaccine mandates and Nazis and what they did in killing 6 million Jews. He's walked back the Anne Frank comments a little bit. At the same time, Adam, Cheryl, his wife, Cheryl Hines, came out, and when she was asked questions multiple times on Twitter and said, love my husband, but we don't agree on all public topics. And then another follow-up, she agreed with Nazi comparisons should not be used in any ways. How hard would it be? And again, I get that you have plenty of marriages and relationships and friendships, Republicans, Democrats, whatever it might be. But to have such a stark difference on that, such a core aspect of what's going on in life. How do you try to overcome that one?
I have no idea, but I mean, there are plenty of couples out there that have, I'm sure, drastically opposing views, but maybe they could teach a lesson to the rest of us in saying, you know what?
Yeah.
We can have opposing views, but we can live together and get along where the rest of us can't.
So I'm all for no problem having large differences. But when you're making the Nazi pathetic comparison, I couldn't do it. Could you do it?
No. Not, I mean, unless, you know, if we sit down together and he says, yeah, I probably shouldn't have said that and I have some mistakes. And
Yeah, sure.
That's one thing. If he's holding firm to it, then yeah, that's an issue.
I'm having a dream the other day, and in the dream, I'm driving, and the roads are icy as can be. I'm driving a truck, and I'm pumping the brakes really hard. Finally, I just push down on the brake really hard. Next thing I know, I wake up, and I have a foot cramp. Explain that to me.
You were actually doing that physically in the dream, and that led to the cramp. Like, look at a dog. Dogs are running in their dreams, or jumping, or howling, or... Marge, boy, our Marge, man, must get some wild dreams because she's always shaking and howling and snoring. Boy, that dog snores, I'll tell you.
Really loud.
Oh, yeah. I envy that dog because now, for some reason, I'm now an insomniac like you. So thanks a lot for that. I wake up at 4 o'clock every morning, and I'm up for 2 hours. It's oh, goody.
Yeah. No, it's not fun. What is your greatest fear or phobia from a texter here? We'll get to a bunch of texts. 651-461-9226. Let's go, folks.
Yeah, I'm not a good heights guy, but I don't think that's my greatest phobia. I have a fear of, like, being paralyzed. Like, I don't know what it is. I'm sure everybody is.
Have you had that for a long time?
Yeah, it's just always been something, like,
What cologne do you wear?
It's been a long, long time since I wore any cologne. And I'll tell you, my stepson wears enough for everybody in the house. It's not the Axe cologne, it's the body spray that...
Yes.
And my daughters, they're dousing themselves in, you know, various scents. But when I was back in the cologne days, that's what I call them, back in the cologne days.
Cologne days.
That was a period of my life between, you know, like 15 and, you know, maybe 19, maybe early on in college. But it was always Dracar Noir was the go-to. Polo, the classic Polo in the green bottle.
Oh, yeah, that was very popular.
Cool water. That was a pretty good. Never an Obsession guy, though. Obsession was very popular, but I never was an Obsession guy.
Yeah. Would you use that line? You work that in? You know, your cologne also was the words you were using with the ladies?
No. That might have helped if I would have done it, but that's the cologne didn't help, and my words didn't help either. It was a lonely, lonely time, the cologne days.
I see why it's now in the past.
Yes.
If you had an option and you had to do one, plenty of texts coming in, 651-461-9226. Ice fishing at 15 below or summer fishing over 100 degrees. Which way are you going?
It's all depending on the wind. If there's a breeze at 100, that's all right. But if there's no breeze, it is... That's worse than being out on a lake fishing when it's like, you know, 90 degrees or higher when there's no wind is brutal. So, I mean, I can dress warmly enough to handle 15 below.
Adam, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being an extreme introvert, 10 being an extreme extrovert, where would you be on the scale, and where would you put the two of us on that scale?
You're like a 9.5. You're a very extroverted person. Dan is about a 1, and I'm probably in the middle of that. Well, where else would I be? But I've gotten better. I'm going to put myself about a 6.
I think you are more of an extrovert since I met you.
Yep.
We're getting a number of cologne suggestions. Shalimar.
Henry Lake texted Stetson. Me, too. I know. We'll see what Henry Lake has to say about it.
Yeah, read what Henry has. I've not, Stetson.
He didn't have any Issey Miyake. Get bent. Well, I don't even know how to pronounce it, much less I didn't have it. Get bent. That's a great term, by the way. Hey, get bent.
Get bent. That's
punk.
Excellent.
You punk.
How about Aramis?
Nope. I'm not familiar. Brute.
You haven't heard that one?
High karate was no. That was that a cologne or like a high karate? Is that an aftershave?
Dan, do you agree that you're a 1? Because I'm not sure I'm a 9.5. I'm going a little bit lower. But, yes, I am by far the biggest extrovert on this show.
Oh, there's no question about that. I at one point in my life, I absolutely would have identified as a 1. I think through the process of getting into ministry, that sort of forces you to be a little bit more social. And I've sort of learned how to contextualize it. I was telling this to Dave Harrigan earlier today, where when I'm in that mode, I can be more extroverted. As opposed to when I'm, you know, just on my own devices with, you know, no structure or context around me. So I probably put myself more like a 3 or a 4 now. But I'm definitely on the introverted side of the scale. There's no question about it.
Let's pause right here. Plenty of texts coming in. The cologne, English leather.
Sex Panther. Don't forget about Sex Panther.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Anchorman. 651-461-9226. That's a text to call for Ask Adam Anything here on CCO. I want to tell you about my friends with K&S Heating and Air, and I'm using their product right now at my house because it's brutal outside. How would you like to have the opportunity right now for a Lennox high-efficiency furnace completely installed for less than $3,000? The guys that take care of me will take care of you with K&S Heat and Air. This is a deal of the year. Deal of the year. K&S, unlike a lot of other folks, filled up their warehouses before the supply problems. So how do they make this great deal available to you? You get this deal when you purchase a matching great Lennox air conditioner. And you get that furnace for under $3,000. Get all the information. I've worked with K&S since for 8 years plus. They've been around since 1989. Track them down online, ksheating.com. Alicia Keys all day on her birthday. We're in the middle of Ask Adam Anything. Adam, why don't you chime in on all the texts and cologne that is broken out right here?
I might revisit the cologne days. I've just got there's so many options people are sending in here, and some of them get great names. So I mean, why not? I mean, why not bathe myself in some sort of scent?
I got a little bit that I use. I don't quite bathe in it.
I thought I hear this one, Shalimar. Wasn't Shalimar a group?
Yeah, I think it was, right? For sure, Shalimar is a group.
Yeah.
Lagerfeld.
Oh, yeah, Carl. He's a buddy of mine.
Polo. JD.
CK1, that was a big one. CK1, that was huge.
The Giorgio Armani.
Yeah.
DiGio was out there forever, right?
I like this text. I still wear Giorgio Armani. 20 years later, simply amazing. At what point does a cologne become simply amazing?
Well, you know what it becomes, Adam? When you're doing the spot, yeah. Baby.
That, when you're, as Neil Diamond said yesterday, when you're sealing the deal.
How many deals
sealing
have you
the
sealed?
Deal, man. Stetson. Yes.
Oh, rugged.
High karate.
Yeah.
Has Jen ever suggested, you know, has she ever bought like a birthday or Christmas present a little bit?
No, I don't think she's into it.
She likes your natural scent.
She likes my musk. My natural musk.
If
kind of like beef, a little beef and cheese with hint of red wine.
I just threw up a little bit.
I did a lot. If your natural musk wasn't... Okay, how about this? You're back in your dating days. There's no Jen. And thankfully there is, because she's a great person.
Yeah. Me in dating days now? Oof.
Okay. You meet someone. She's great. She's interesting. You have shared interests. She's funny. She's attractive. But there's something about the smell. There just is something that isn't right with the pungent odor. You out?
No. I mean, if it's correctable, it's the problem is breaching that subject.
I was just going to say, okay.
You know, I love everything about you, but you really stink.
That's
I mean, not in a slight way. I mean, I grew up in South St. Paul, and you stink.
I got to be honest, Cook. If it's the first date and everything's clicking, but if that odor's bad.
Yeah, that's a problem.
I don't think I can overcome it.
Yeah, halitosis. I mean, halitosis, like legit halitosis, you know, is and the poor people who have to deal with it.
Right.
Oof.
But we're saying this is something we think, and God, I hate this word, so this is just so rare for me to say it, correctable, teachable. I mean, what are you going to say? You're going to call Hallie. Let's go. It's Hallie Berry.
Sure.
You say, Hallie, I thought it was great, but I can be honest. You smell. I mean, if we're going to date number two, you got to clean that up. How are you doing that?
Well, if it's a halitosis situation, then you're just carrying, you know, some sort of like mint or breath strip with you. And here's the key: you take one first yourself, and then turn around and offer one to them.
Chicken.
Well, it's Halle Berry. You can do what you got to do here, okay?
Because Adam, the person's going to just think it's okay, we're shared. I think you got to lay it on the line right there. Early in the dating, can you do that?
It'd be tough.
Yep. Do you, Chad and Dan, rehearse your show at all?
Yeah, we get up. What are we? 7 o'clock usually in the morning. Then we call each other up. We get the speakerphone on. I try out a couple of lines. You know, like see if they read the room. You know, take some notes. See if I can use them. Of course. If you listen to this, you think this isn't rehearsed?
Come on.
Scripted.
Extensive pre and post show.
Right,
we got to go over it in line by line after the show.
Ask Adam, do you really think Corey loves us, as he says at the end of the show?
I do, actually. And because I'm walking in the studio usually when he says it, and I say back, I say, I love you too, Corey.
He doesn't love anybody listening to the show unless his wife and his kids are listening. Mike is calling in. Go ahead, Mike. You're on CCO.
Adam, you think on January 6th we couldn't have avoided that all that insurrection by just handing out blue or yellow pills? Or would they just take the red ones?
Right. Well, can't we mix it up? I mean, that's the third party. I mean, we got to have the red, blue pills. Let's go. Come on. Let's take some other pills.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mike. Adam, do you think we should let Dan give a mini sermon once a week to calm all of us down?
Without question.
Maybe that would work. I mean, would that cause greater respect?
I mean,
something
to talking a pay bump fair here? What do we? I mean,
I'm just giving it away for free. I got to save my good material for Sunday and the big man.
Once again, close circuit of the sales staff, which most of the time doesn't know we exist. We can sponsor that one also.
There you go. All right. Now we can talk about it.
Another excellent version of Ask Adam Anything, which turned into a cologne conversation. Jamie Yuccas next hour, 1:35. Brian Sullivan on the roller coaster that is the market, 2:05. And Jim Abler, John Hoffman, two individuals in the legislature on bringing on the right to live debate. Those gentlemen at 2:35.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.